host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting, the great outdoors and things that are important to sportsmen and like you and I. And we just want to start out with getting some of your phone calls, get rolling on that. And we're going to entice you today. It is National Hunting and Fishing Day, and what a better day to kick off our campaign to give away three great Wolf stainless steel muzzle loaders from the folks at CVA. That's CVA, yes. Connecticut Valley Arms. They make Bergera barrels. They make Power Belt bullets. They make the claw, the straps that go in your gun. They make a bunch of products like that, and they make some of the finest muzzle loaders you'll find anywhere. So why don't we start it off? We're going to give a muzzle loader away the end of October. And how we do this is like we've done it every year that CVA has been working with us. We collect your names and phone numbers, and that's only for the purpose of contacting you if you win. Not too many of the folks who didn't win have ever been contacted. If you've been in this drawing over the years, if you didn't win, you know I didn't call you. So what we're going to do here is get your name, your phone number, and then we're going to have you go on the air just for say hi or whatever it might be, or, hey, I want to win the muzzleloader, I want to get in the contest, or bring up any topic you'd like, and we'd be more than glad to get you in that drawing. Then the last Saturday of October, we will draw somebody's name, and they will win a brand-new muzzleloader shipped to them directly from the folks at CVA. What do you think of that? So, also, we're going to give away a second prize. We've reserved some autographed copies of the book called Emily Gets Her Gun. If you heard the interview last week, this is a comprehensive book about not only a person's the process of getting a firearm, obtaining a firearm in the District of Columbia, but Emily's from Baltimore, and she's written this book. It talks about the hidden agenda to take your firearms and in this country, believe it or not, yes, that is the objective of this administration. And if you don't think it is, well, maybe you hadn't heard this week that John Kerry, our illustrious Secretary of State, John Kerry, signed the United Nations Armed Trade Treaty. He signed it on behalf of the Obama administration. The National Rifle Association strongly opposes this treaty, which is a clear violation of the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. But, hey, I'm Obama. What do I care about the Constitution? Let's talk to Albert Chestertown. Good morning, Albert. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Other than I got a toothache.
Are you doing great?
I'm doing great, Albert. Yeah, how are you doing?
You know, I'm just waiting for it to get a little colder.
Yeah, and then what?
And then it's time to start doing some deer hunting.
Yeah. I agree with you. I don't like hunting them in this heat. Although there have been a lot of folks out there that have got a lot, you know, they've taken a lot of deer so far.
Well, you know, I mean.
Hello?
I know. I understand that. But, you know, I just want to say, you know, I like your show. I wake up to you.
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate the kind words, Albert. Thank you very much. You keep listening. All right,
buddy. Hey, look, man. Us people in Kent County love you, man.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. I love Kent County. I like coming over there. Hello. Hey, Albert. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Hey, bud, man. Thank you, man.
All right, bud, man. more ways than one. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. I just want to give you a call and talk about the UN arms treaty as well. I've read it. It is ridiculous, obviously, and the fact that we, you know, as a Second Amendment supporting country, in theory, to sign that like that, I think that speaks to this administration. Luckily, we have the bill thing where we have to actually ratify that in Congress for that to actually affect our individual lives. But, you know, I think the assault on the Second Amendment is getting worse and worse. And I think it's because it's the least practiced amendment in the Constitution. And I think the administration understands that, you know, if we eliminate the Second Amendment, it makes it a whole lot easier to restrict or eliminate other amendments.
Well, sure.
We have no way of defending ourselves.
That's exactly right. I'll tell you something. I don't know if you're a reader or not, Mike. I don't know if you're a reader or not. You said you read the UN arms trade treaty. Last week our guest was John Jocelyn from the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore, and he suggested that folks go to their website, associatedgunclubs.org. Well. The entire testimony, printed testimony, it's 160-some pages of the AELR committee, is on their website, the transcript. I read it till my eyes started to bleed. I will tell you, it's fascinating. You know, the state police representatives were there. They were attempting to answer questions. The committee was asking questions of the state police. Other delegates were there asking questions of the committee. Citizens were there asking questions. And if you want to see the inner workings, if you want to see, you know, the ingredients that go into sausage, you know, before it's made, man, you go ahead and read that testimony. You can read the entire thing. I didn't print it out. Of course, it's way too long, but it's double-spaced. You can scroll through it rather quickly and read it rather quickly and get the idea of where the folks are going. And some of the questions, quite frankly, from some of our elected officials were not that that coherent. And, you know, other ones were direct and to the point. And there are some sticking points. And along those lines, the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore, the Maryland Licensed Firearm Dealers Association, Maryland Shall Issue, Incorporated, the Maryland State Rifle and Pistol Association, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, and several firearms dealers and individual Maryland citizens have filed suit. This was on the 26th, which was Thursday, to stop the implementation Tuesday of Maryland's planned ban on certain common and popular semi-automatic long guns and the restriction on the purchase or sale of magazines with a capacity in excess of 10 rounds. So the lawsuit has been filed.
Well, that's fantastic news, but I'm not sure, you know, with how left-leaning most of the state is, I'm not sure how far that's going to go. Unfortunately, with the legislators that pass the legislation, they don't even know what's in the law. So for them to be able to explain it to those who have to enforce it or have to abide by it.
Oh, there are going to be things in the regulations that are not in the law and have debated that were debated when the law was being debated in the General Assembly. Those issues have been debated and decided upon and removed from the law, and all of a sudden the state police are putting them back as part of the regulations.
Right.
I urge you to read the testimony.
I will do that, sir. Thank you for the information.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Yes, indeed. The Maryland Firearm Safety Act of 2013, alternatively known as SB 281, the act will ban the purchase, transportation, or receipt of any listed semi-automatic firearms after October 1st. Additionally, the act will ban the purchase or sale in the state of Maryland of any detachable magazine for either rifles or pistols that hold in excess of 10 rounds after October 1st, 2013. I'm sure glad I've got my 20-round clips for my Ruger. The lawsuit filed today in the United States District Court for the District of Maryland, that was on Thursday, requests immediate emergency injunctive relief. That's an injunction. That's a stop in the form of a temporary restraining order because the act is unconstitutional violation of the Second Amendment right of the law-abiding responsible citizens of Maryland to choose effective firearms for defense in the home. The Maryland citizens filing this lawsuit wish to express gratitude for the assistance and guidance of the NRA in fighting for the Second Amendment rights of all Marylanders. Together, we're drawing a line in the sand where Maryland's gun control agenda tramples the fundamental individual right to defend oneself and the family in the home. So, there is a letter from the Attorney General. Now, I have some documents. I'm looking here. These are printed off the AGC site. From the state police for immediate release, September 24th, 4 days ago. That would have been Tuesday, I believe. Firearm purchase applicants with applications pending on October 1 will not need to obtain a handgun qualification license. From Pikesville, Maryland State Police press release, Marylanders who have submitted handgun purchase applications on or before September 30th will not be required to obtain handgun qualification license as required by the new law set to take effect on October 1. The law that takes effect on October 1 states that a handgun may not be sold, rented, or transferred unless the purchaser, lessee, or transferee has a valid handgun qualification license. The Maryland State Police will not enforce the requirements of the new law with respect to applicants whose applications are pending as of October 1st. It was widely understood that the new requirement would not be enforced as to applications that were pending before October 1st. In light of the number of currently pending applications resulting from the unprecedented spike in the new applications in recent months, it is a fair, reasoned, and appropriate result for those who are waiting for their pending purchase applications to be processed. Persons who submit purchase applications on or after October 1st, 2013, unless otherwise exempted by law, will be required to apply for and obtain a handgun qualification license before attempting to purchase a handgun. So, this is from the Maryland State Police. I am not suggesting that you run out this weekend and try and buy a gun before October 1st. Your application may not be processed, may not be sent to the state police before Monday's date. So, that would automatically put you in that category of having to apply for and obtain a handgun qualification license. So, that being said, well, let me finish this. MSP, Maryland State Police, working diligently to process all pending firearm purchase applications as expeditiously as possible. A record level of firearm sales in Maryland that began last fall, which has intensified in recent days, has led to an unparalleled number of pending purchase applications. MSP's licensing division commenced 21-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week operations last December, more than doubling the staff in the division from 2 to 4. in order to process the spike in applications, MSP has also used additional state police personnel who worked non-sworn, I might add, who worked more than 2,400 hours of overtime in the past year. Cry me a river! Despite those efforts, the number of pending purchase applications continued to grow. The members of the Maryland State Police licensing divisions will continue to work diligently to process the pending applications as quickly as possible without jeopardizing the public safety for speed. MSP greatly appreciates the patience of both the licensed firearm dealers holding the weapons and the Marylanders awaiting approval to receive their guns. Okay. That being said, I'm going to read after the break what the Maryland Attorney General said, candidate for governor, Douglas Gansler had to say. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And as I did mention, we're starting off National Hunting and Fishing Day by having you qualify to win a black powder muzzleloader, a firearm from the fine folks at CVA. And if you'd like to check out the Wolf stainless steel model, it's online at CVA.com. Time for us to take a break. We'll be right back. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Information, opinion, passion. We think you can handle the truth. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Leaves are turning, there's a chill in the air. Campfires are burning, we're gathered round in chairs. Three generations of hunting in our veins, talking about what might happen on opening day.
Talk to Billy and Pastor Dean about crabbing. Good morning, Billy. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing this morning, Mr. Allen?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
We went out in the magazine yesterday, and we got a little bit over 3/4 of a bushel.
Well, it's okay.
Nothing real big, but nothing small where you had to measure it.
Yeah. Everything was legal, huh?
Yeah. We caught a lot of females.
Yeah.
But it's just a good day out there. It got a little rough. But Gordon up in Curtis Creek, he's got about a bushel, maybe a bushel and a half. but his were all super, super big.
That's cool.
But I'm not eating out of Kern's Creek, so.
Well, that's up. Yeah, I'm neither am I. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I know it, that's for sure.
Just a good day out there, and you know, just enjoyed it tremendously.
Good. I'm glad you had a good time. Well, I appreciate the report, man, very much.
Yeah.
So.
So we want to give a shout out to the clapper flapper here this morning.
I have no idea what that is, but you just did it.
Yep, I appreciate that. And you have a great day, and I really appreciate your show.
Hi, man.
You're going to laugh at me. I get up every morning, every Saturday morning about 4:30.
Yeah.
Listen to your show, and 7:30 I'm back in bed.
Yeah, well, Billy,
I don't get out of bed until 10, 11 o'clock in the morning.
I got you.
That's on Saturday.
Oh, that's awesome, Billy. I sure appreciate it, man. Did you get your name in it? Did you get your name in a drawing for the muzzleloader?
I sure did.
All right, cool.
All right, be talking to you soon.
Thanks, man. See you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Josh in Mount Airy. Good morning, Josh. How you doing, brother?
All right, Alan. How are you, sir?
I'm good. What's up?
I just wanted to, just talk a little bit about the hypocrisy of this gun control and gun ban that's going on. Answer me this. What's the difference between a flat-top AR and an H-bar?
You answer me the question.
The H-bar is going to continue to be available and
right.
The flat-top's regulated
exactly.
Or all banned.
Exactly right. So in other words, you put the bullet in, you squeeze the trigger, the gun goes off.
Yeah.
Same bullet.
Yeah, one is more apt for an optic and one is more open sights, but I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
How you can choose one over the other and just indiscriminately ban a certain gun.
Well, you know, it's a feel good thing. This one looks mean, and this one doesn't look as mean. So the mean one we should ban because it's mean looking. I think that's the criteria.
So for the H bar parts that can come off of an AR, I mean, the ones that are still you're going to be allowed to purchase, you just
Josh,
can't take that part off.
You don't understand. They don't care. They really don't care. They don't know, and they don't care. Okay? Yeah. Ignorance and apathy is rampant in Annapolis. All they want to do is give the impression that they're actually doing something to solve one of our social ills, which is crime. However, they're not addressing the criminal element of it because they're all lawyers and people who make money from the criminal element. I mean, for
the
most part.
The old saying, when guns are outlawed, only the outlaws will have guns.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it couldn't be any truer than that, that's for sure. But they're still going to be killing each other in the street, you know, despite the best efforts to ban these assault weapons. These criminals don't use these things anyway. They use what they can get. They use what they can steal.
Yeah.
And they use what's popular on the street and in the culture.
Yeah.
You know, and what's popular in the culture, you know, personally, for home protection or for personal protection, 9mm doesn't cut it for me. It'll kill you. No question. But to me, it's like my dad used to call it. It's a gut gun. It's, you know, it's up close and personal type of thing. It's not something that you're going to kill somebody at 40 yards with, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and that is primarily what personal protection is up close and personal. And I've said before, and I'll say it again, a good load of buckshot traveling down your hallway at a perpetrator, you know, is pretty effective. It'll clear the hallway. You may have to spackle. You may have to put down some new carpet. But, you know, you're going to achieve your objective, which is to take out the person who's threatening you. Now,
yeah.
I don't walk around looking for trouble. If I want to conceal a firearm for personal protection, you know, I'm going to use something that has an effectiveness that's going to put somebody down on the spot. And that's a 40 or 45. And that's, you know, those are the two firearms that will tend to do that in a semi-automatic format. You know, you might argue 9mm is better than nothing, a 380 is better, you know, 9mm better than a 380, and a 380 is better than a 22, and, you know, all of them are better than a 32. But, or a 25. But you know what? It's whatever you're comfortable with. That's whatever gives you the sense of security.
That's right.
And if, you know, if it makes the politicians feel good that they can ban certain class of weapons, you know, those are the weapons that the people are going to flock to buy before the ban goes into effect. So there's going to be more of them out there than ever.
Well, along those lines as well, other than the additional cost to purchase a new handgun,
yeah,
which is kind of ridiculous as far as the cost-wise,
well,
what I'm hearing.
You need to read that. Josh, I know you're a reader. I know you follow these things. You need to go to the Associated Gun Club's site and not download, but read the testimony from last Monday.
Okay.
AssociatedGunClubs.org. And you go to the legislative page, and you can read the entire testimony, the debates that were waged within that AELR committee meeting, and the questions that were asked that the state police didn't have answers for were incredible. And this law is going into effect Monday. Hasn't been written yet. I mean, the regulations haven't been approved yet, but, you know.
What's the true effect of a 10-round magazine limit? You know,
it's all feel good.
Yeah, you can go to Pennsylvania, buy the mag, and bring it back, and that's not illegal. You know, you're still going to be able to go buy it. You just can't sell one in Maryland.
Let's see. Yeah,
pretty sure.
It will ban purchase or sale in the state of Maryland of any detachable magazine for either rifles or pistols that hold in excess of 10 rounds. Yes.
So you can go to Pennsylvania or Virginia and get
yep.
the magazine and bring it back. What I think, in essence, that part of the rule is, or that law, part of the law is basically a slowdown new purchases until manufacturers have to manufacture new magazines for guns that they don't have 10-round magazines.
Well, look, we saw this with the shell casing collection efforts back,
You know. You still can't get some guns that come with a shell casing.
I know. I know that. I understand that. And you know where the shell casings are? You know, the database, and we're going to ballistically fingerprint all the
drums in a C-tainer somewhere.
Exactly. Exactly right. Exactly right. They're stored in 55-gallon drums somewhere in some warehouse somewhere.
Yeah. So you know, it bans a gun like, say, a Kel-Tec PMR-30, which is a 30-round only magazine. They don't make a 10-round magazine.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So you're never going to get that here.
Right.
You know, until Glock. Well, I guess their California models probably have 7 or 10-round magazines, but you know, all the manufacturers now are going to have to have a second line, or they're going to have to create a block within the magazine or something special just to send it to Maryland.
Yep.
And New York and California.
And you know what the gun manufacturers are saying to Maryland and New York and California?
Well, they're putting their middle finger up probably and saying the heck with you.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So we're stuck.
Yep. Pretty much.
But it's frustrating.
I know. You know what, though? Don't get too deep in the weeds with it. Like I said before, I walked in, plunked down my money, filled out a 44.73, walked out with a semi-automatic 223, 5.56 actually, 220 round clips in the box, bought an extra 20 round magazine, and I'm good to go. It doesn't look like a military weapon. Looks more like one of my deer rifles.
Yeah, but it's the same exact thing. That's the same. What's the
my
difference?
Point exactly, Josh?
Well, if you really want a scary gun, what about the 760 or the 7600 Remington and 270 or something like
well,
that?
Well, yeah, I know.
Holy moly. Huh?
I know. My father-in-law had a Remington 760 in 30-06.
That's a Pennsylvania deer woods gun.
You ain't kidding, brother.
But it just doesn't make any sense why you'd pick one over the other. It's like they blindly, you know, lined them up and said, well, you know, this one is less lethal.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
Anyway, I'll let you go. I've been on here, tied you up enough.
I appreciate your call, buddy. Stay in touch.
All right, thank you.
See ya. There he goes. Mr. Josh, my buddy from Mount Airy. Well, Clyde Sports Shop is overwhelmed, absolutely overwhelmed with firearms purchases, people rushing to beat the ban, B-A-N. And I certainly understand it. I understand the panic of people that want a firearm because they know they're going to be banned, and they've put off making a decision. You know, the deal is, for the most part, you and I, if you're anywhere within a decade of my age, or older, you have grown up with firearms. You have obtained the firearms you need. You're comfortable with the firearms that you have. And through the years, you've seen the handwriting on the wall, and you've gone through the process, and you purchased those firearms that you wanted. I understand that. But at this point, you know, with all the press and all the focus on, you know, the gun ban, so to speak, people don't understand. They don't get it. So they're rushing to buy guns, and your average gun dealer has been overwhelmed, as has Clyde Sports Shop. But I do want to, for those of you who still hunt and still want to hear about hunting, well, we want to bring you that information, too. Browning is the focus of Clyde Sports Shop's hunting firearms. The new A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil operated autoloader on the planet. The hump is back. It has 100,000 rounds or a 5-year guarantee. Kinematic drive system, ergo balanced. It has the Vector Pro length and forcing cones, and it's available in 12-gauge, the A5. If you like a pump shotgun, the BPS is available in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge. There's also 12- and 20-gauge rifled barrel deer models available. It's a bottom ejection pump shotgun, the only one out there. DuraTouch armor coating in Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo will keep you hidden in the woods, your firearm hidden in the woods, and it comes with the choke tubes also in the waterfowl editions. Then there's the Maxis auto loader. There's the X-Bolt high-powered bolt-action rifle, the 725 Satori sporting firearm for all types of shooting sports, the Gold Light in 10-gauge, if you prefer the 10-gauge for waterfowl or turkey, 3.5-inch chamber. It's the Gold Light 10-gauge, and then the BT-99, the ideal competition shotgun for trap shooters of all ages. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 91. I give them a call at 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. Lots of bait and fishing tackle, too. Fishing hotline, 247-FISH. Website, ClydeSports.com.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
Side-by-side multi-use vehicles are some of the most popular ways to combine work and fun. And for whatever challenge your day has in store, Honda has just the side-by-side for you, the new Pioneer 700. Whether getting a load to the work site or reaching a remote fishing spot, the Pioneer 700 offers a value unmatched by any side-by-side, and you can see it at Pete's Cycle, Baltimore. The new Pioneer 700 is loaded with features, like a cargo bed that holds 1,000 pounds and tilts up for easy unloading. And that's in addition to the Pioneer 700's 1,500-pound towing capacity. Plus, its Honda automatic transmission features a heavy-duty torque converter, making it the only completely mechanical automotive-style automatic in the class. So come on down to Pete's Cycle Company, 7511 Bel Air Road in Overly, and check out the new Honda Pioneer 700. It's a side-by-side that's ready for every challenge. And while you're there, complete the picture with over 60 quality Honda accessories. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers for drivers 16 years and older. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Okay, so who trumps who? Here's a question. Who trumps who? Maryland State Police, September 24th. Firearm purchase applicants with applications pending on October 1st will not need to obtain a handgun qualification license. August 1st, in response to a question from Delegate Michael Smigel. Dear Delegate Smigel, you have asked for advice concerning whether a person who purchases a handgun before October 1st, 2013 may accept delivery of the handgun if it is delayed past October 1st due to delays in the background checks without first obtaining a handgun qualification license. In my view, and I'm Catherine Rowe, the Assistant Attorney General, they may not. It's my view that they may not. Chapter 427, Laws of Maryland 2013, enacted by Senate Bill 281, added a new public safety article in the numbers here, which generally provides that a dealer may not sell, rent, or transfer a handgun to a person unless the person presents that person's handgun qualification license to the dealer. It further provides that the person may purchase, rent, or receive a handgun only if the person possesses a valid handgun qualification license issued to them. No exception is made for handguns that are ordered or applied for prior to October 1st, 2013. Contrast criminal law article such and such, allowing a person to possess and transport an assault long gun or a copycat weapon if the person lawfully possessed has purchased, ordered for, or completed an application to purchase an assault long gun or copycat weapon prior to October 1st, 2013. In the absence of such exception, it is my view that after October 1st, 2013, a person may not take delivery of and a dealer may not deliver a handgun to a person who does not have a handgun qualification license, even if the purchase was arranged prior to October 1st, 2013. So, who do you believe? The Attorney General? Maryland State Police? That is the cluster that is this state government. (410) WCBM 680, (410) 922-6680. Giving away a muzzleloader the end of October. Somebody sent me this last night. Now I lay me down to sleep beside my bed. A Glock I keep. If I should awake and find you inside, the coroner's van will be your next ride. Clever. Okay, let's take some calls. We've got some folks on the line. We're getting their phone number. We're getting their information so that in case they win the muzzleloader. Anyway. Guns, 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 going to be the focus. National Hunting Fishing Day. If you'd like to get a copy of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly or Maryland Loves Crabs, we're going to be at the Marriottsville Range today, the Associated Gun Clubs in Marriottsville on Marriottsville Road. You're certainly welcome to stop by and say hi and pick up a copy of the magazine and enjoy the day down there. Let's talk to John, my buddy John, North Carolina. How you doing, John?
I'm doing well.
Good. Glad to hear that.
I follow your libtard politician gun control up there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to repeat, there's a simple answer.
Move to North Carolina.
You're damn right.
Do you really want us all going to North Carolina and turning that beautiful state of North Carolina into Maryland of the South?
No, I only want the conservatives coming.
Aha! See, I knew it.
I want all your libtards left behind and let them eat each other. I don't care. I couldn't care less.
Well, okay.
We've got open carry down here.
Sure.
People just don't give a damn.
Nope.
I carry a gun in the car all the time.
And you know what? And I bet the crime rates are pretty far down the list.
Well, property crime is very high, but personal violent crime, it's almost unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
Just guns are just something everybody's got.
Exactly.
But moving on to something more pleasant.
Please, deer hunting.
2 weeks from now, I'm going early muzzleloader hunting.
Me too. 3 weeks. Yep, I'll be out there.
Our normal season opens for me November 9th.
Right.
But south of here, a couple counties, it opens, let me see, what's today? It opens in 2 days, I think.
Really?
But I'm busy next week. So
yeah, I got you.
But it should be fun. Never, new territory.
Never did early muzzle loading before?
I did when I lived in Pennsylvania for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Took me a long time to figure out that state. But after I lived there a couple of years, I actually started to figure out, I think I know how to take deer here.
Yeah. Well,
the deer where I lived, hunters always pattern the deer, but the deer pattern the hunters.
Oh, absolutely.
The hunters used to all go out at lunchtime and never come back, and the deer came out about 2, 3, 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Because they knew that nobody was there.
I got to tell you something, John. People say, why do you stay in the stand for, 16 hours a day or 12 hours a day or whatever? And I simply say, because I never know what time the deer is going to show up. I've shot deer at 12:30. I've shot deer at 1 o'clock. I've shot deer at 10:30 in the morning. You just don't know. Just don't know what the conditions are going to be. So I want to be there when they're up and about. So.
And on a sadder note, I hunt deer, but I never hunt near my house.
Right.
We're like a lot of people. We put out corn. We
yep.
had to watch the deer. We had one doe for 2.5 years.
Yep.
And some jackass shot her and let her lay this week.
Of course. Of course.
That was just revolting.
It is.
You said many, many years ago, and I may not get the quote right, but something to the effect that hunting would be a fine, honorable tradition if it wasn't for hunters.
That's true.
And I'm afraid to say I...
Well, first of all, that guy's not a hunter. That guy's a poacher.
Oh, yeah.
He's a lawbreaker. He's not a hunter. He happens to be an idiot with a gun that likes to shoot at live targets. So
at night, in the dark,
well, sure.
out of season.
Yeah, so, he's just criminal.
Well,
and I hope he gets caught.
I hope so.
And I hope you're instrumental in catching him.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, because, that, and that's entertainment to some people, not to me. I'm a little iffy about crop damage, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, all right, brother. Well, thank you, John.
Well,
appreciate the call.
Have a great season if I don't talk to you.
Well, you make sure you do talk to me, and I will have a great season.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Take care.
See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. And we've got Tom. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Unfortunately, I know more than my share of bleeding heart liberals. And the ones who cry about the gun bans the most know the least about guns.
Right.
So I wouldn't be screaming about the gun ban too much because they're liable to catch on and find out that nothing was really done, even though they think something was done, because they were all thrilled when this got passed.
Oh, it's smoke and mirrors. We all know that, and I think they know that. I don't think they're that stupid.
I do.
Okay.
I think they're just that stupid.
All right.
If they weren't that stupid, they wouldn't be wanting a gun ban.
The thing is, you know, they all want to do something. They all want to look like heroes back in their home district, that they're preventing crime. You know, they're preventing criminals from getting guns. And it's all, like I said, it's all smoke and mirrors, you know. And what the total opposite is what needs to happen. We need to have open carry. We need to have a no limit on carry permits. We need to have, certainly take background checks, take precautions. And then we have to have the citizens, you know, not afraid to say, hey, I own a gun. I own a semi-automatic. I own a handgun. You know, don't come to my house. And, you know, some of the states, most of the states that have adopted these rules, their violent crime rates are way down, you know?
I used to live in PA.
Yeah.
And things are real easy up there. I regret moving to Maryland. God, I do.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
Even before I had the handgun permit up there, you could walk into a gun store, buy a gun, and walk out with it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you can do that here.
You can't do that here if you're a police officer.
You can't do it with a handgun here, but no, I know. Yep.
No, it's ridiculous.
But there are some semi-automatic firearms that you can walk in and fill out the paperwork and walk and plunk down your money and walk out the door with.
Yeah.
I did it just because it was fun to do.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Good show, man. I love your show.
Thanks, buddy. See you, Tom.
Sure.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Tom, we got to take a short break, and we'll be right back with the rest of the calls. Buck Bomb works all season long with its downwind full coverage particulate dispersal spray. It's the easiest and most effective deer scent delivery system, period. Choose Ambush, Doe Pea, or Vanilla Curiosity Set, and Buck Bomb is your choice for the rut. The traditional Doe and Estrus spray is still number one to attract bucks. Now there's the Detonator, a canister with a wick that holds any Buck Bomb scent, hangs on a nearby limb, and brings the bucks close. When you're done, simply roll the wick into the canister for another day. The no-leak O-ring seal prevents any scent from escaping. Trigger the detonator with the igniter, a 4-ounce bottle of liquid Doe and Estrus scent. This potent combination is your best bet for the rut. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer or order online at buckbomb.com or call 1-866-850-6653. Fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. Side-by-side multi-use vehicles are some of the most popular ways to combine work and fun. And for whatever challenge your day has in store, Honda has just the side-by-side for you, the new Pioneer 700. Whether getting a load to the worksite or reaching a remote fishing spot, the Pioneer 700 offers a value unmatched by any side-by-side, and you can see it at Pete's Cycle, Baltimore. The new Pioneer 700 is loaded with features, like a cargo bed that holds 1,000 pounds and tilts up for easy unloading. And that's in addition to the Pioneer 700's 1,500-pound towing capacity. Plus, its Honda automatic transmission features a heavy-duty torque converter, making it the only completely mechanical automotive-style automatic in the class. So come on down to Pete's Cycle Company, 7511 Bel Air Road in Overly, and check out the new Honda Pioneer 700. It's a side-by-side that's ready for every challenge. And while you're there, complete the picture with over 60 quality Honda accessories. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers for drivers 16 years and older. Great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review, now on Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching a six-gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo. I like Ringo. Let's talk to, we got Jim in Baltimore, who's been waiting the longest, so we'll talk to Jim and then Andy. Good morning, Jim. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Make it quick.
Hey, I got a quick question. Who is exempt from the permit or license or whatever they're calling it?
Certain people who have already qualified for, you know, handgun, things like security guards and police officers and certain military officers, things like that.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Right. Hey, Andy, we'll get to you after the break. If you want to hold it on or call back. Anybody wants to email me during the break? There we go. We got one on hold right now. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. We're going to answer this one from young lady. And we'll do that during the break. And we'll be seeing you after the news here with the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. So now get out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. No matter where you hunt, from the mountains to the marshes, Pete's Cycle Company with three locations is your Maryland source for utility and side-by-side ATVs and UTVs. Top brands Honda, Suzuki, Yamaha, Polaris, Can-Am, and Kawasaki are all on display.